Mr. President, distinguished delegates, I'm honored to address the 66th session of World Health Assembly on behalf of Republic of Poland. My country fully aligns itself with the statement made by the Republic of Ireland on behalf of the European Union and its member states. Distinguished delegates, health, as one of the most important aspects of human life, is crucial for personal well-being, ability to work, to fulfill social roles or life activities, and therefore to contribute to communities' development and welfare. It remains a cornerstone for sound economy, as it is inextricably linked to either poverty or welfare, both as a cause or a consequence. It must indeed become one of the main elements of future development agenda. Whereas improving health situation should be unquestionably one of the goals of new agenda, it is vital to bear in mind the important, if not crucial, role of health plays and will continue to play in achieving other development goals. We must therefore pay careful attention not only to the presence of health issues in future development agenda, but also to the issue of how health goals are interlinked with others in a modern style of health-promoting public policy. In other words, we need to ensure that there is a proper balance between health and other elements in the general vision of future development policy. As we are approaching 2015, a deadline for international community to implement the commitments that were pledged at the beginning of the century, we can witness several initiatives and reflection process that should be done further. There is a strong need for coherence and complementariness of these actions, which should be aimed at ensuring that future development goals are acceptable, feasible, and measurable. Future health goals must also refer to those being already implemented and constitute their continuation and extension. They have to address the present health situation, new challenges, and sometimes contrary expectations. Those new challenges include burden of non-communicable diseases, necessity of ensuring universal access to primary health care, enhancing strong intersectoral cooperation and different levels of government, of local authorities, and with the communities, with a view to providing the population not only with high standards of health care, but also ensuring holistic well-being. We cannot forget that much of what is being done now in the field of health and development must be continued. This requires more efficiency, more synergy between future actions as challenges are growing and resources remain scarce. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, ensuring that health has a central place in development agenda should remain our constant concern, as it constitutes a basis of personal well-being, important element of human capacity and act, and crucial factor in communities' ability to develop a comprehensive and in balanced manner. Poland will fully support actions that are being taken with that regard. Thank you for your attention.